Hi, and welcome to The Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am The Lonely Triathlete, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, on this Monday, March the 11th. A quick training update. It has been, how can I characterize this? It has been a very boring week of daily training, and I'm here to tell you, that's a good thing. That's a very, very good thing, as we'll soon get into. The topic for today, again, on the theme of control, specifically control of your external environment, is just a reminder for us all of how much control we have over our training. And when I talk training or control of training, what I mean is control of how we train, frequency, volume, control of when we train, like time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening, what sports we train in, how we train in those sports, how often we train. All of this training stimulus is fully within our control. Now, I get it. Sometimes our scheduling of that is not in our control. So someone's having a wedding on the weekend that you've planned a long bike ride. Well, you don't have control of the wedding. You don't have control over the timing of the wedding, but you do have control over when you cycle. So let's say that wedding is on a Sunday from, noon to 5. And that is exactly when you do your long cycle. And then there's a reception afterwards. So that's it. You can't do it. I said noon to 5. What are you doing from 6 in the morning until 10? Right? So just keep in the back of your mind when I talk about what we have control over, it may not be, let's say, our choices of when we and how we exercise that control may not be ideal, but they certainly exist. So let's start with the first thing, how to train. I get asked, this is probably one of the most common questions that I get asked about from friends, family, strangers. When they find out that I'm into triathlon, and if they have any kind of passing interest in doing a triathlon, they always say, where do you get your training plan? Like, how do you know how to train for a triathlon? It's interesting because most people wouldn't ask, how do you train to run? They just know that you run. Or if you're a cyclist, they wouldn't necessarily ask, like, how do you like train to be a faster or a better cyclist? They understand you just get on your bike and you ride. But we're juggling swimming, biking, and running. So it's a legitimate question to ask, how do you decide how to train? So my answer to them is, I've trained for 25 years. I've gone through various training plans that some of which I've created myself. Some I've gotten off the internet. Some I've heard of from other people. So it's been 25 years of experimentation by and large. But if I was to counsel somebody who is brand new to the sport of triathlon, I'd say there are three ways that you can decide on how to train for the sport. The first one would be just go on the internet and Google whatever, Olympic distance training plan, and you'll find training plans. And just start with that and see how it goes. That's how I started. I think way back, it was almost pre-internet, but I did find a plan. I believe it was just as the internet was starting to get going. I found a plan. It was in the form of a calendar, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, do this, do that. And I pretty much stuck with the plan. And here's the thing, having that plan, even though I didn't really know what I was doing, worked great. Something is better than nothing. Even something perhaps flawed in its methodology is still better than nothing. So I went out and ran 10K when I probably should have run 5K. Oops. So I went and biked for 3.5 hours when I really should have been doing an hour of hill repeats. Oops. Guess what? The fact that I ran that 10K and biked those 3 hours made me a fitter athlete, right? So it doesn't matter initially what you do as long as you do something. So that's kind of the shot in the dark type plan. Grab a plan and just get it done. Second method is to hire a coach, right? Hire somebody that knows what they're doing, that has coached other athletes to doing well, and just rely on what they say. So you don't have to understand why they ask you to do a certain exercise. You don't have to understand the underlying principles of endurance training. The coach says, go to the gym for 45 minutes and do these exercises, and you do them. He says, get up in the morning at 6:30 and go to the pool and swim 1,000 yards, and you do that, right? So that's probably the easiest. Costs money. No coach is going to give you this advice for free. But that's another way to do it. Or there's the way I think, which is optimal. And that is learn the principles of triathlon training. Learn the principles of endurance training first. Then go to the internet and see if the plan makes sense based upon what you've learned. Or then go to a coach and think about why they're asking you to do certain types of workouts based upon what you've learned. So I bought a book years ago by Joe Friel called The Triathlete's, I'm looking at it right now, The Triathlete's Training Bible. It's a fairly thick, fairly big book, but it is the A to Z's of endurance training. It covers everything from how do you go faster, how do you go longer, how do you go farther? How do you go farther, faster, longer? Say that three times. So it is a fantastic resource. I can't emphasize how instrumental it has been to my understanding of the principles of triathlon training. And yes, when you're done reading this book, The Triathlete's Training Bible, when you're done reading it, you will be able to create your own training plan that is customized to you, which is perfect. It's exactly what you want. And what I ended up doing is creating my own plan. And after a few weeks, I kind of got tired of coming up with my own stuff. So I went to the internet and I found a generic training plan. But now that I'd read the Triathlete's Training Bible, I knew why they were placing certain workouts in certain spots. And I didn't like some of the approaches. So I would modify that program to fit me. And so that's what I would recommend for anyone listening. It is a fantastic book. You're going to feel like an exercise physiologist by the time you're done. You're really going to understand all of the principles of training. I think it's a great approach to take. But that is completely within your control, which is to educate yourself about training and then go out and find how to train based upon an educated approach. When to train, morning, evening, afternoon, again, all within our control. If evenings don't work, try the morning. If mornings don't work, you know, experiment. I guess that's my advice is I used to train in the evening all the time. And it was based around my work schedule, my family schedule. I just believed I did not have the capacity or ability or desire, mostly, to train in the morning, because I wasn't a morning person. Well, now I train in the morning all the time. So I guess I did have the ability. I just didn't have the desire, or maybe I didn't have the belief that it could work. So I would experiment. Try things that don't feel natural to you. See if they work. See if they don't work. It's all about experimenting and see what works for you. Because I'll tell you this, if you don't have your training schedule, if it doesn't match your lifestyle, you're going to have a hard time sticking with it. Because as much as you love training, biking and swimming and running and getting active and being outside, if it somehow conflicts with your friend's social calendar or if it somehow conflicts with your family schedule, you're going to be up against it. So find a way to train when it works best for you and your schedule. What sports to train in? So initially, a lot of people get confused over, should I swim 3 times a week? Should I run after swimming? Should I work out before I swim? Or should I hit the gym after I swim? All these questions. Again, it's all part of your education into the sport of endurance training to find those answers. You can get the answers from a generic internet plan. You can research it by reading the Triathlete's Training Bible. You can get a coach. But if I had to give you a one-liner to think about, I would say, when in doubt, bike. If you're not sure what sport to do or what sport to do something more in, err on the side of the bike, because the bike is the part of the triathlon that you spend the most time in. And I did an analysis a couple of years ago over improvements in your swim or improvements in your bike or improvements in your run relative to your overall time in a triathlon. And generally speaking, if you make the same percentage improvement in your biking, you'll go faster because obviously the bike is the biggest part of your race. So focus on the bike, err on the bike. That would be my advice. And finally, how often do we train? All within our control. Do you train daily? Do you train twice a day? Do you train 3 times a week? You know what? It doesn't matter as much as doing whatever you decide to do consistently. And this has been a theme. It's consistency, consistency, consistency wins. It's not the person necessarily that does more. It's the person that does maybe a little less, but more consistently. I can't explain it any more clearly than that. You know that old saying, it's such a cliche. It's almost like a legendary saying, which is the journey of 1,000 steps begins with one, or a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You get it, right? But here's the part of the story that they don't emphasize, which is, yeah, that journey starts with a single step, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. It's almost boring, this progression. It's consistency. I feel like, I am now not at the risk of being redundant. I have been completely 100% redundant. I'm sorry. So if now when you finish this podcast, you'll say to yourself, I don't remember much of what Todd said, but he did say something about consistency is key, and that is what it is. So if you take nothing else from this podcast, figure out what you're going to do, figure out how often you're going to do it, figure out when you're going to do it, but don't stress about all those details. You can work on those details as time goes along, but the one thing that you shouldn't fail to do is do what you plan to do when you plan to do it. And do not miss. Do not skip workouts. Do not say you're too tired. Just get out there and do something. And you want a big hack? The next time you say, I'm too tired to do my training, then go for a fast walk around the block. It's not that good of training. I get it. But it is way better than just laying on the couch. So consistency of training is key, underline, bold-faced, italicized. Get that under your belt and you'll be super, super successful. All right, you can do it. You can do it. You can work out today. It's within your power. Get it done and you'll feel better for it. Okay, that's me. Peace. I'm out. Until next time.